right, there we have the Monochrome set with Land of Milk and Honey, or Milk and Honey. We heard Land of Milk and Honey by Killing Joke. Milk and Honey, Beck. Dreams of Milk and Honey. Lots of milk and honey in that set. Wonder where that term actually started from, like milk and... I guess it's just nice things. Mountain, featuring Leslie West. And we heard The Hard Working Dairy Farmer, The Walden Brothers, and I Am a Dairy Boy by Rod Keith. In the background, you hear Ice Cream Bar, Mental Machine music. All right, going to do another set of ice cream here. Once again, Zombo in your brain. Today's show is all dairy. It is the second to the third to the last top of the nutrition pyramid. We started a couple weeks ago with a pyramid with grains. And then after the grains and rice, the next one up was vegetables. Then we had fruits, meats. Today's show is all cheese, milk, ice cream, butter. I have a yogurt song coming up in a bit. And, yeah, next week is going to be sweets. And it's going to be all sweet, sweet songs. That's going to be next week. Nice sweets for the holiday of Christmas. And then top of the pyramid, nutritional beer party. We're going to have all songs about beer in a couple weeks. It'll be fun. You guys having a fabulous, relatively adequate holiday season. Boy, that was a long week of winter. Last week is cold. Now it's not so bad. And not so bad is not so bad for this time of year. I can live with not so bad. Yeah. Yeah. Eh. Just hanging out. Playing the music. Yelling at you guys. Should tell you something else. I'll tell you about flaming cheese. That's right. Because there's fires that happen in these Greek housings. That's right. 1,800 fires occur in Greek housing. And it's all from that damn flaming cheese. Those Greeks are flaming. That damn flaming cheese. Firefighters are reporting the college fires as many as 5 times a day in the United States. That's right. Remember, cheese and fire don't mix. Keep them out of your Greek houses. You know, Greek houses is like the campus stuff. It's not like people who are Greek. So there you go. Want some more music? Yeah, sure. What the heck? Let's do some more ice cream. And I just love ice cream. Except for the some kinds of ice cream. Like, for example, is Friendly still around? By the way, thank you to Kelvin for, verifying exactly what oyster crackers are all about. Oyster crackers, round, somewhat hexagonal shape, but they're hollow inside, like an oyster, so they float. So that's why they were known as oyster crackers. Yeah. Yeah. They're like a poor man's snack too. You know, does that have a handful of oyster crackers because you can't find any potato chips or any of the goldfish. Oh, goldfish actually have a lot to be based on oyster crackers. I really do think the goldfish kind of took the whole thing. Goldfish are great, but they actually took oyster crackers, got them out of that hexagonal shape. And the hexagon isn't a very, when you think hexagon, you don't think flavor. You see a goldfish, that shape alone makes you think, that's something to eat. You know, because that's the hexagon. Another weird, how the whole Hydrox. Remember, they made Hydrox cookies? They were just as good as Oreos, but they were called Hydrox. And because I forget what cookie company put those out, but one of the guys in the charge of the company was fascinated by the word oxygen and hydrogen. And he thought that would be a really smart, brains. Let's call these cookies Hydrox. Just same here with Pop-Tarts. Because another thing, around the time of Pop-Tarts, came out, there was another, they're called Country Squares. And Country Squares were exactly the same thing as Pop-Tarts. But who wanted to buy Country Squares? People saw Pop-Tarts like Pop Art. They couldn't keep Pop-Tarts in the store just because of the name. Now, Country Squares, you couldn't give Country Squares away. Same with Hydrox. You call them Oreos, and people are beating down the doors. And some of the flavors of the Oreos, they're really pushing it. Kit Kat and Oreos, they really push it. You know, like the oyster-flavored Oreos. They're not good. Not good. And same with the, they make green tea Kit Kats. Give up. Stay with, you know, the double stuff, the quadruple stuff. I mean, they make one giant Oreo. One giant Oreo with, like, just, like, a mountain of stuff in it. There you go. There's one giant. Oreos are so damn addictive, too. And just a hint for you, Oreos are the best cookies to eat before you go to the dentist. Remember that. Oreos and Cheetos, and then the fried, not the baked Cheetos, the fried Cheetos. Oreos, make them work for their money. I mean, it's like, do you wash your car before you take it to the car wash? No. Do you take a shower before you take a bath? No, you do it at the same time. You know, make your dentist earn their money, power down some Oreos and some fried Cheetos before you go. Make them earn it. Make them earn it. That's right. Make them do it. How about some ice and an ice cream? Oh, ice cream is just one of the most amazing things ever. And the amazing thing about ice cream is it really, sometimes it's like the Friendly's, when Friendly's ice cream was there, Friendly's ice cream tasted like nothing. It tasted like freezer burn. And some of these Leona, sometimes you'll get a really good Leona ice cream sandwich. Sometimes if it's been around too long, it's got freezer burn and it tastes like freezer burn. Nothing worse than ice cream that tastes like freezer burn. There was some Friendly's ice cream that we had that was in the freezer and we forgot about it. And we said, well, let's just get rid of it. Put it under hot water. It wouldn't even melt. Does that tell you just how many chemicals were in? Nothing's worse than freezer burn ice cream. That has the worst flavor. It just tastes like freezer burn. However, the Frosties, Wendy's Frosties, have not changed their flavor in 30 years. A Wendy's Frosty tastes exactly, got to hand it to a man, they taste exactly like the Frosties from like 30, 40 years ago. I don't know how they managed to keep it the same, but nothing tastes like it used to. Oreos don't taste the same as they did 30 years ago. They don't. You know, especially a lot of chocolate. A lot of chocolate doesn't taste like it did 30 years ago. But somehow, I think the chemical makeup of Wendy's Frosties seemed to make the test of time. So there you go with that. Chocolate ice cream cone. Kenny Roberts. Zombo in your brain, and don't get that ice cream headache, not too fast.
My mama said if I'd be good, she'd send me to the store. She said she'd bake some gingerbread if I would sweep the floor. She said if I would make the bed and watch the telephone, that she would send me out to get a chocolate ice cream cone. And so I did the thing she said, and then she made gingerbread. Then I went out, just me alone, and got my chocolate ice cream cone. Stubbed my toe upon a big old stone. Now need I tell you that I dropped my chocolate ice cream cone? A little puppy came along and he took a great big lick. And so I hit that mean old dog with just a little stick. Then he bit me where I sit down, and he chased me all over town. So now I'm lost, can't find my home, and all because of that chocolate ice cream cone, and all because of that chocolate ice cream cone.
ain't to be tamed by no other man. Some people crave vanilla and strawberry, but black walnut is all I love. Some people crave vanilla and strawberry, but black walnut is all I love. In her freezer, it fits like a rubber glove.
Glass. chemin. Pourquoi me dit-on que c'est dégoûtant? Si ils essayaient eux-mêmes rien qu'une fois, ils verraient que c'est bien plus délicieux comme ça.
Tout le monde le fait la morale. On déchèterait une fixation orale. Ça devient vraiment banal. Mais moi j'ai plus tard. J'aime bien trop ça.
It's a Jonathan Richman cover by H.A.R.M. We heard La Sans Culottes, Those Without Pants. That's the name of the band, La Sans Culottes, with Du Bois de Glace, Two Scoops of Ice Cream. We also heard another French tune by Aileen, Ice Cream. We heard The Blues Man with Ice Cream Freezer. And we heard, what did we hear? One other ice cream song in front of that? I don't remember. Oh, we had another ice cream song. Oh, Ice Cream Cone. That was a great song. Kenny Roberts, Chocolate Ice Cream Cone. So we got, oh my gosh, a half and an hour and 8 minutes to go. That is nuts. Oh, wow. This is Ice Cream Man by the Tornadoes. Which sounds like every other Joe Meek thing. So we got a half an hour to go. So some folks are saying that they're having trouble listening to the station today. That it cuts out, repeats, 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 cuts out, repeats. Well, here's the thing. I guess they're going to fix it. I don't know if they do, but it cuts out and repeats. If you're listening online, it might not cut out and repeat. Now, the way to hear this show without any cutout or repeats, I will be posting this on my zombo.world website later tonight. You can download it for free and hear it without the cutouts and the repeats. Unless you think it's better with the cutouts and repeats. Some folks like that. Let's do another milkshake tune. This is Jerry Lee Lewis with Milkshake Mademoiselle, and just do Memento. Got to tell you. What do I got to tell yourself? Oh, nah, you don't want to know about that. All right. Well, how about this? This is nice. Do you know that 1 in 6 Americans get a foodborne illness every year? That's why it's important to use a food thermometer on your ice cream. Make sure your ice cream is nice and cold. Nice and cold ice cream. Do not eat ice cream if it's above 32 degrees. It'll make you sick. See, you'll make that noise. All right, Milkshake Mademoiselle. Jerry Lee Lewis.
To the drugstore, store, a figure with the crowd. And then sort of papa crying out loud. All day long, sitting on the stool. She drank a milkshake again, she giggled like a fool. She's a milkshake, a mademoiselle. Ooh, that's a chicken for me. But she's a milkshake, a mademoiselle. Ooh, what's she doing to me? Well, she wanna go study just by having a ball. The same vocal line for Peter and Paul. Come on, baby, give me a date.
Get your kicker from an uncle milkshake.
She's a milkshake, a mademoiselle.
Ooh, like a chicken and pea.
She's a milkshake, a mademoiselle.
Ooh,
what you doing to me? Telephone, I called up a friend. Don't stop a talking till I half past ten. Back to the kitchen. Oh, not that spot.
Lemonade and a warm ham.
I get a milkshake, a mademoiselle. Ooh, that she did to me. The milkshake, a mademoiselle. Ooh, what she did to me. Well, I turn up on the TV. Go, girl, go. And I'll see you on the little late show. Beam up tomorrow. Recess time. They're gonna break another heart. I wait to say it more. She's a milkshake, a mademoiselle. Ooh, that she can be. She's a milkshake, a mademoiselle. Ooh, what she do to me. What she do to me. What she do to me. I like to feel what she do to me.
On dirait comme tu mets le kibay bourgeois.
Milk, the real refresher, nature's most nearly perfect food. No other beverage gives you so few calories against such an abundance of vitamins, minerals, and proteins. To enhance the flavor of all other foods, to add real appeal to every meal, always say, make mine milk.
Make mine milk, the real refresher. Enjoy it every day.
Pure, fresh milk. Delicious.
All right, got a lot, not a lot of time left here. This is The Milk of Human Kindness by Leticia Sadier from Stereo Lab. We heard by request for Paul Smoke and the Grassi, Procol Harum with The Milk of Human Kindness. We heard Billy Bragg with Milkman the Human Kindness. Stereo Total, Milky Boy Bourgeois. Set started off with Milkshake Mademoiselle. There you go. You know, have you been mixing your pain meds, your allergy meds, or your sleep meds? Oh, boy. Then call the poison hotline. Has your child swallowed cleaning products, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the poison hotline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, or an insect? Call the poison hotline. Poisonings can happen at home, on the job, and in great outdoors. Call the poison hotline at 1-800-PAPA-OOH-MAU-MAU. Get your ice cream now from a poison cow. Save that number and save a life. All right, what else we got going on here? You know, personally, I'm not a big fan of milk. I like milk. I like skim milk on the cereal, but I do not like milk. I hate milk. Here's I Hate Milk by Air Miami.
You hate milk and me. I
McNeely. Wow. Mule Milk. Yeah. From his album Big J in 3D, which probably came out like 1,000 years ago. Before that, we heard Milk and Alcohol, Dr. Feelgood. We heard Bad, Bad Milk by Ogunguit. And Power Solo did Milk That Thang. Bat Milk Yogurt by 1313 Mockingbird Lane. And it started off with I Hate Milk by Air Miami Zombo. In Your Brain, just a few more minutes to go. And I got to tell you, I'll be on next week. It's all sweets. Hopefully, the station will be in a little bit better shape. If you want to hear this show without any of the cuts and whatevers, you can download this show at zombo.world. So there you go. You can get it for free. Just download it. I'll be on next week with all sweets. All right. Did dairy today. Wow. Yeah, time just flew by, man, and it flew by so fast. Winter came back again. The weather was nice when I came in, and I heard it's snowing frantically outside. So, damn it, Jim, just think of it as white ice cream. It's raining ice cream. Yeah. All right. Well, we are gonna end today's show with more of a astrological ending. We're gonna do the Milky Way. Two songs about the Milky Way. Last one by Syd Barrett. So needless to say, so good to have you bums with me and hanging out and enjoying this precious little sliver of ice cream. This precious little sliver of time, just hanging out, listening to music, and figuring out the stuff that makes life life. All right, let's go out into the atmospheres. Our RCT Zombo and Nine Brain.
What is the Milky Way? Stars along the rim of our galaxy. Billions of stars, they say, make the Milky Way a delight to see. There of galaxies, each of them with billions of stars. Could it be that somewhere among all these, there's another planet like ours?
Our galaxy is a flat spiral composed of billions of stars. The nearest galaxy to ours is a million light years away. The farthest we can see are about a billion light years away. And somewhere among the billions of galaxies, there could be planets like ours with life on them. Somewhere among all these, there's another planet like ours. What do you ever say today when you're in the Milky Way? Oh, tell me please, just to give you a squeeze. You, I told you what to do. Seems a while since I could smile the way you do. How many times, if I try, if I may, when you're in the Milky Way, half of your beside me only, atmospheres.
regular, raised by heat and wet. Seems a while since I could smile the way you do. Oh. Standing in the Milky Way, take life easy. I mean, so easy. Why so empty? I told you, I can tell you what to do when I hold you and I tell you I love you. I feel the time way you. Give a gasp of life today when you're in the Milky Way. I'll try.